WHYY is proudly supported by Penn Medicine. From groundbreaking discoveries to life-saving care, Penn Medicine's innovation is helping to change lives, one moment, one treatment, one patient at a time.
Emil Artelino directed theater and dance specials before he became a movie director with the surprise hit Dirty Dancing in 1987. But after that, the hits stopped coming, and some people speculated that what Artelino needed was a good musical to direct. Sister Act doesn't quite qualify, but it does have singing and dancing in it, and Touchstone Pictures is positioning it as a feel-good moneymaker. Film critic Stephen Schiff has a review.
Feel-good movies invariably make me feel terrible. And Sister Act, already the designated feel-good movie of the summer, felt to me like 96 minutes of Maalox moments. Films like Sister Act, in fact, are as carefully formulated as antacids. And though this one isn't quite as well-balanced as last summer's hit City Slickers, it's got the same crowd-pleasing ingredients. A little bit of comedy, a lot of gush, a fish-out-of-water premise, and a central character who's living wrong and needs to reevaluate those values. In Sister Act, the comedy is mainly come-on. It's there to sugarcoat all that sugar. Trouble is, the jokes aren't terribly funny, and the premise is so familiar it's almost become a genre unto itself. In real life, when you're in trouble with A, the police, or B, the mob, it's a good idea to find a nice bungalow somewhere in Costa Rica. But in the movies, what you're supposed to do is disguise yourself as either a priest or a nun, and then spend the next 90 minutes stuck in some holy order somewhere, raising ecclesiastical eyebrows. In this case, Whoopi Goldberg is a struggling lounge singer in Reno who runs afoul of her boyfriend, a gangster played by Harvey Keitel. To protect her, the cops hide her in a San Francisco convent run by starchy Maggie Smith. Smith doesn't welcome the intrusion, but some of the younger sisters do, especially the dangerously cheery Sister Mary Patrick, played by Kathy Najimy. Here's Mary Patrick welcoming Sister Whoopi, or rather Sister Mary Clarence, to her first convent meal.
Reverend Mother, on behalf of all the sisters here at St. Catherine's, I'd like to offer a great big hi there and hello to Sister Mary Clarence. Hi. And as part of the welcome, I thought that maybe our new sister could offer today's blessing.
That is very thoughtful of you, Mary Patrick, but I really...
Oh, yeah, I could do that. Sure. Bless us, O Lord, for these thy gifts which we're about to receive. And yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of no food, I will fear no hunger. We want you to give us this day our daily bread, and to the republic for which it stands, and by the power invested in me, I pronounce us ready to eat. Amen.
For Whoopi Goldberg, Sister Act is two steps backwards. After a movie career that seemed like one compromise after another, she was suddenly original and energetic in Ghost. She won her supporting actress Oscar for it. And then, as if to prove that wasn't a fluke, she gave a gorgeous, loosey-goosey performance in another supporting part in The Player. But here she is again in a starring role, and again she's turned soggy. After an initial tough-talking comic flurry or two, she gives herself a saintly glow and turns into Maria von Trapp, almost literally. Her job in the convent, it turns out, is to improve its ghastly choir, and predictably overnight, she does. Now, to the tune of My Guy, they sing My God. And we're supposed to giggle at the naughtiness of giving church music a rock beat. But hasn't anybody connected with this movie heard of black gospel music? Or maybe we're supposed to pretend that Whoopi isn't black. The movie was originally planned as a vehicle for Bette Midler, but when Whoopi came aboard, nobody bothered to change a thing. Director Emil Artelino makes the musical numbers splash right along, but his movie would be insufferably dull if it weren't for a crew of terrific supporting actors, especially Kathy Najimy, who uses her dimply grin and her considerable heft to give Sister Mary Patrick's joie de vivre thermonuclear capabilities. Otherwise, Sister Act is a real stinker, and I'm afraid it's going to stink all the way to the bank.
Stephen Schiff is critic at large for Vanity Fair.